we support the police investigation, but beyond that, I think we're going to need a public inquiry. The threat to national security that Lord Mandelson posed, giving away secrets to someone who could benefit at a time when our country was in great peril, was quite outrageous. So let the criminal investigation happen first, but we're going to need a public inquiry into national security and also into the British victims of Jeffrey Epstein.
And what purpose would that serve? Because a lot of people say public inquiries take a long time and don't really achieve that sort of inquiry.
Well, from the concerns and the rights of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, who are British, but to national security, I think we do need an inquiry. I don't want it to get in the way of the police investigation. We need crimes have to be investigated first. But we have to learn from this. Who knew in Whitehall? And it also links to the judgment of the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister surely shouldn't have appointed Lord Mandelson to be the British ambassador to the United States. And if he hadn't got all the information, who failed to give it to him? So this is a problem that goes to the heart of government, heart of this government, heart of past governments, and to our national security. So it absolutely requires a public inquiry.
It sounds, though, from what you've just said, that you think the Prime Minister should give evidence to that inquiry. Who do you think are the key people that need to give evidence to that inquiry?
Well, there'll be senior civil servants, people in Number 10, the Prime Minister's chief advisor, Morgan McSweeney, and there may be others. But until we get this properly investigated, and in this case, not the criminal investigation, which will Lord Mandelson must face, but an investigation to make sure we learn the lessons. And people who have really done our country a disservice are held to account.
You didn't say the Prime Minister should give evidence to the inquiry. Do you think he should give evidence to the public inquiry?
Well, if we get the public inquiry that Liberal Democrats are calling for, clearly the Prime Minister will be someone who should be who should go before it and answer questions. He has to be held to account for his decision to appoint Lord Mandelson to the British ambassador to the United States. But we also, above all, need to learn the lessons of national security. How come the Deputy Prime Minister, when Gordon Brown was Prime Minister, was feeding information to an American who turned out as a vile paedophile and a sex trafficker? You know, it's quite outrageous, and people will be quite disgusted by it. The public trust in our democratic institutions is already at a low level. We have to show to the people that we're taking this seriously, and people will be held to account and heads will roll where wrong has happened.
Mr. Brown appears to be pretty angry about this. He says that he called for an inquiry, for an inquiry, I think by this Cabinet Office back in September when the Epstein files first surfaced. Nothing particularly happened. He wants a wider inquiry now. Mr. Brown has also said that he's sent information to the police. How important is the evidence that Gordon Brown might have in all of this?
Well, it could be crucial both to the police investigation into crimes that Lord Mandelson may have committed, but also to the public inquiry that the Liberal Democrats want. We need to get all this stuff out into the open to make sure that our country is not put in peril again.
You were a minister at Business and Trade, whatever it was called when you were there. And of course, Peter Mandelson was there. Was there any mention about anything that about Lord Mandelson's time as business minister that caused concern in your period when you were a minister in that department?
No, I never heard anything. And to be honest, it was the emails that left us to be completely astonished. I think drawers were dropping all over Westminster and Whitehall when we saw the sorts of emails that Lord Mandelson was sending to the disgraced American financier Jeffrey Epstein. And that's why we have to take this so seriously. That's why there needs to be a public inquiry.
When you're a minister in that department, you must see a lot of market-sensitive information. Are there various checks and security measures to make sure that stays confidential?
Yes, there are, but it's also down to the integrity of the minister. And you know, I was very privileged when I was Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change to be told a number of important secrets, but you kept them in the cabinet, you kept them in the cabinet committees, you kept them to yourself.
And What's your view now, the fact that Lord Mandelson has resigned from or retired from the House of Lords, but will keep the title Lord Mandelson?
Well, I'm pleased he's retired. I think he jumped before he was pushed. I think we need to reform the whole of the House of Lords system. It's antiquated, and there should be a much easier route to make sure that peers who have broken the law or transgressed severely are asked to leave.
The Prime Minister has called on all political parties to support the government, join with the government in tightening up disciplinary procedures in the Lords. What's your party's view on what needs to be done there?
Well, we will want to work cross-party to make sure that the disciplinary procedures are tightened up in the House of Lords. And I think we need to make sure that people like Lord Mandelson, but also Baroness Mohn and others, they are account. It's not acceptable that people in the House of Lords don't feel that accountability.
If a member of your party, peer or otherwise, had behaved like Lord Mandelson, how would you have responded?
I'd have written to the police. What we saw in those emails was a disgraceful treachery of our country to the disgraced financier, Jeffrey Epstein, and it's totally unacceptable. I'm not surprised that some of his former colleagues are very, very angry. I think the whole country is angry. I think they feel betrayed.